ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/23/2020. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff does not abate. This stuff does not abate at this time period. I'll tell you what, it does not abate because the powers that be, the high Luciferians who worship Lucifer himself at the highest levels of governments, of intelligence, of the military, of the banking, of the corporate areas, and of some of the top religions. The highest levels are the ones that are attempting to utilize this to destroy the world economy, to destroy the United States economy and military and all of it, and to put you in the trick bag, and to also then, on a worldwide basis, just like Lord Jesus said in the red letters, you see, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And also you got Krakatoa and the volcanoes popping, you see. And famines and pestilences and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and the prisons and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And so you've got, in a small town out west, you've got a young woman with her kids at a playground, and the police arrest her. All right? The police arrest her and put her in cuffs, and not only that, but they leave her children there. They make her leave her children there, and they take her up to jail. And then later on, when the town, and this is a lesson, let me tell you this lesson. For all my good peace officers out there who listen to this show, you already know the lesson. The lesson is you got to be a peace officer and not a grinder. Not a grinder for the man to produce revenue, all right, and to grind the people up. Because what happens is then in this small town, had about 100 people come out and stand in front of that cop's house. And he had to have four other officers out in front, a sergeant and a couple others, to keep the people at bay. This is no longer a time where you get to do what you used to be able to do in the old days with a little bit of a sap and a Mohasker, right? And I understand that too. But at the same time, it's not the time to be grinding on people. Because the people have had it up to here, and a lot of those people are not making any money. Their jobs are gone. They can't provide for their families. Their unemployment ran out, or their unemployment, they're trying to file from it, and they can't even get their unemployment filings in. And then besides that, they're all backed up in a lot of states, and somebody may not get an unemployment check for two, three months. So believe you me, you've got to stick with the people and try to do the best you can with the people. That doesn't mean you allow all types of crime or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you. What it means is there's getting ready to be things that come onto this planet and stuff that's getting ready to happen that you ain't going to believe. So the Lord says, before all these are going to lay their hands on you, you see. And you got even old Tom Brady trying to work out the only one in the park. Or you got somebody who's a lone kid shooting baskets, the only one on the playground. You got the idiots in Gavin Newsom or in Garcetti's zone there in L.A. dumping, you know, sand into a skateboard park. And then what does the DHS guy, a good science guy, portion of the DHS, that President Trump had on today right before I came on air. I listened to him as long as I could. What does he say? He says that the virus does not stay on surfaces, hard surfaces, or let alone a porous, or in the aerosol in the air of like saliva or you know, snot or whatever, nasal spray. The higher the temperature and the humidity, the lower the half-life of the virus. In other words, it gets destroyed. It's gone pretty quick. They're also testing it for all kind of stuff. Isopropyl alcohol, okay? Isopropyl alcohol kills it. Bleach kills it, but the alcohol kills it quicker. And then you've got portable ultraviolet lights you can get. I talked to you about them over a month ago. Because I had information from peace officers in Tejas talking about the use of spraying in an area. They sprayed high-quality, high-grade hydrogen peroxide. And they also did that, and they used UV light as well to clean the ambulances every night. They were starting to clean the squad cars in the same way. The UV light kills almost everything. If you expose it in the area, you got a good big one there, and you got to be careful with your eyes. You need to have the proper glasses and all of that, the orange glasses or whatever to use. You can get the little portable ones to do money or to do your hands or to do your clothing, something if you're sleeping in a bed. If you want to kill something on a small surface, you get the portable ones. UV light will kill this virus. So get out in the sun. They want you in your house. They want you in your house watching their TV shows and watching all of their subliminals. And incidentally, if you've been watching any television, which most people have you been hearing the odd sounds that seem to be embedded in the other channels or in back channels of the television, particularly on commercials, and sometimes on the actual shows? It's like they're embedding, and I can hear pretty darn good, they're embedding some kind of other noises, and it's like there's a carrier wave, but it's got two signals on it. You know, it's carrying a piggyback signal on top. And the old Cold War warrior knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's just like an embedded thing. It's a piggyback. So they're giving you subliminals and all this stuff, and it's, we're in this together. We're all doing it. We make 500, you know, we make 5 million, 10 million a year on the news. We're doing all that. We're still getting haircuts and makeup, but we're in it together with you. Horse hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, do everything that you can to continue to prepare methodically. You don't do it by panic. You get lists of food and the types of food you need. And you need protein, you need vegetables, you need fruits, you need nuts, you need all the different things, the different types of food groups. But get it in the most convenient, longest-lasting form. Don't err on the side, necessarily, of purist, organic type, blah, 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 blah. Get yourself a can of chunky soup. It's a ration. All right. Progresso beef barley. I love it. It's a ration. Black bean. You know, chowders, vegetable soup, minestrones, all the different things. And I tell you what, if you get $3 extra, go to the store, buy another one. This is not the time to be also just, you know, not buying meat either. Because I'll tell you, if you've got access to like a small solar panel or a wind generator, or You've got other generators. You got plenty of fuel stored, and you can run a freezer so many hours a day to keep it at the right temperature, or your refrigerator freezer. Then by all means, you could be freezing some meat, bacon, pork tenderloin, chops, whatever it might be. And doing that right now, also beef, okay? Ground chuck, ground beef, whatever it is. You know, steaks if you can afford them. But you can get flank steak, and chuck roast, and rump roast, and all those different kind of things, you see? And put some back in the freezer. Put the date on it, you know? Put the magic marker, put a date on it to know where you remembered when you put it in. And I'm going to tell you, utilize that if you have something, if the power grid is to go down, to then utilize that to run your refrigerator or your freezer, okay? And if you don't have something like that, then work maybe on that. But the methodical preparation, because I'll tell you, I don't see this. I think we're almost at the point to where we're almost too far gone on the economics. You now had another 4.4 million, but you probably have, that's 26 million, all more than all the jobs created since 2008 or 10, more than all those jobs that were created are gone in 5 weeks. So that tells me that with the people who cannot reach, all the people who can't reach the unemployment line or have been unacknowledged or whatever, or some of the people now, just like the entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? The guy who works for himself, the contractor, the manufacturer's representative, self-employed, you know, the 1099, that's now eligible as well. That would also include some of the professions, like the good dentists that have all been almost put out of work, or a lot of these doctors now are starting to call. I've noticed, have you noticed out there that your doctor's calling you wanting to set up an appointment in the last 2 weeks? Because they're saying, oh, no, we just got the March numbers on the quarter, you know. And the hospital or the doctor's group they work for is saying, uh-oh, we're in deep doo-doo. Maybe we need to, like, start seeing patients again, you know. Meanwhile, in New York and in California, they have tested a number of people, and they have found that the number of people who have had this COVID-19, this corona SARS-2, COVID-2, SARS, Corona-2, they have found that as many more people have had it and have the antibodies than what they ever thought. And so what that's telling you is that the death rate is a lot lower than they thought it was. Cuomo says 21% in New York City have the antibodies. That's a high number. Now, at the same time, they just will not vote in Congress to get this stuff put out there. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people still have not gotten a nickel or a dime out of any of it, except the big boys. So I'm going to tell you, we need to reopen up. We need to get out in the sunshine like the Department of Human DHS. I'm not going to say the bad word because I agree with their research. The DHS science people have been studying the virus as a weapon, you see, as a something that attacks. And they're doing the good work. They're trying to find out how long it lasts on this surface, how long it lasts there, and in what humidity and what temperature. The colder it is, the drier it is, the longer it stays. Now, they're also starting to find that you've got to have the ability to get oxygen into people that don't show that they're short of breath. The hypoxia, the absorption of oxygen, where you get the little finger test, you get the little finger cup or a little, you know, electrode they put on your finger to see what your oxygen absorption rate is. So you need to get that up as best you can. Exercise will do that. Sunlight will do that, and exercise in the sunlight will help you out. Just a good, brisk walk around the block. Jumping jacks, whatever it is. Pull-ups, sit-ups, squat thrusts. In other words, just a good old PT will help you to be able to absorb more oxygen. Now, also, the chlorofluoroquine, hydroxychloroquine, that guy, they did fire that guy at the FDA, Brinkman or whatever his name was, because he is a vaccine hunter. He wants the vaccine, and he can't tell anybody that they can take this because it's not proven, the hydroxychloroquine. Well, the hydroxychloroquine has been used for all these things for 50, 60 years. Without much danger at all, so he was a lying piece of crap when he said it was dangerous. Because the doctors that are using it, I saw one last night on Hannity, the doctor, I believe, on Hannity, or it was Tucker, whichever it was, last night, who has done over 1,000 cases, then the former governor of Kansas, too. They were saying, hey, look, this stuff works. But give it to people not when they're on the ventilator and they're dying, which 90% in New York died on the ventilators, but give it to them when they first get it. Well, I'll tell you what, if somebody had a million of those tablets and a million Z-Packs, you know, and a lot of zinc, they'd be in business. Now, I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. There is, Bill Gates seems to be, everything he's predicted and talked about in all of his tabletop computer exercises and the forced vaccinations. And today I hear again, I heard yesterday, Dr. Oz, you know, and then Dr. Sapphire. Well, Dr. Oz, as a Turk, I could figure that out, maybe where he said, I heard Dr. Oz say, well, you people with comorbidity, you've got to get rid of those conditions and start doing what your doctor tells you to do. Well, how are you going to get rid of if you've already got heart disease or asthma, all right? Or high blood pressure. Yeah, you can lose some weight. You can exercise. Diabetes, you can do that. But some people have diabetes who, regardless of what they do, all right, they can't get rid of it. They can help it. They can improve. But Dr. Mehmet Oz, who shows the biggest one in China, one of them, he's telling you, you better get rid of your heart disease, by golly, and start listening to what your doctor tells you to do. And then that Dr. Sapphire, the woman who's got a new book out, Make America Healthy Again. Well, all that's fine and good. But then I heard her say basically the same thing. Well, these people that are, you know, in the comorbidity kind of things, we've got to get them to where they can get off that comorbidity, and we've got to do that, and we're going to have to watch them, and we're not going to let them go back to work. You've got to have the antibodies and test you up to go back to work. Well, I thought to myself, okay, this is novelty. Then I heard again. I heard this Dr. Siegel, also a Jewish doctor on Fox, and I couldn't believe it. He's saying, we're going to test you. We're going to test you. If you've got the antibodies, then you're going to be allowed to go back to work. You're going to allow to be go to a restaurant. But if you don't, and you're of this protected class, the 60 or above, you've got heart disease, you got asthma, you got COPD, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, a couple other things, well, then you're not going to get to go to work or ever, because you have to be protected. The government is here to help you. Help you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Dr. Siegel, Dr. Sapphire, you're starting to sound like the eugenics doctors that work for the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, like Dr. Mengele. You're both Jewish and you're sounding like Nazis. And who financed the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? The Rockefeller family and the Bush family. They financed all of that eugenics crap. And all of that was just great. So they went into the South and in, you know, Winston-Salem, they used to take the girls, the black girls, and they would take them up, sterilize all of them, you know. Because they had a low IQ, you see. But they couldn't read, so they couldn't read the test, so you didn't know what their IQ was. Oh, it's just, this is a takeover mechanism. It is a thing to try to put everybody under the Luciferian thumb, and I'm going to tell you what, resist it. That doesn't say, and I'm not saying that this is all a fake hoax disease. It's something that's very easy to catch because it is a bioweapon that mutates. It's a bioweapon, and I will still say it. And I'm no fan of the Red Chinese. You all know it out there. So I'm not spewing their propaganda. I told you back in the 1st of January on air that I thought that this was a bioweapon that maybe the U.S. had or the Russians had, that the Chinese stole it and then started tweaking it again, and that the powers that be, the Queenie of England, all the royal families, and the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers, and the Turn and Texas, and the black nobility of all the European families, and all the big shots, all the Lucys, they say, well, let's get it started, and let's start to reduce the population of planet Earth, depopulation, so that we can do our agenda, what they used to call 21 or 2020 or 2030 or whatever. So the Deagle Report that was created for the CIA that showed that the population of planet Earth, or of the United States, excuse me, population of the United States would be reduced down initially to about 35 million, which at the time was 90% kill. And then they revised it up because too many people found it out and saw that. The Deagle Report on population and GDP. So now they're operating to do that. And you got to remember Bill Gates' daddy was the abortion guy, all right? After Margaret Sanger, he ran a lot of the abortion business, all of this in the United States. So I'm going to tell you, if anybody knows where old, you know, Billy Gates bought his place there in San Diego, maybe some people should drive by and honk their horns and keep him up at night in front of his house, you know? Put a sign up in his yard that says, New World Order sucks. You go first, Billy Gates, you know? Whatever it is. But I'm going to tell you what, you could be in Patagonia just as easily and just buy a property in San Diego. Maybe he'd like to get some sunlight, you know? And the Lord says, and it took turn to you for a testimony, set it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. in your patience possess ye your souls. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. When you look at that and you see that and you say, oh my, my, oh my, you know. And I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, this is the Lord Jesus saying this to you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. If you have not made the first prep that you need to make, or if you did it once but you backslid and you think that you're beyond the pale, whatever you did in the war, whatever you did in this, that, or the other is way beyond the reach of Lord Jesus and you don't think you can come back from it. Well, what do you got to lose, you see? Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Tell him about your sins, that you're a sinner, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you are sincere, he's going to start to wash you clean with his blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You hear me out there, Lucy's? This country has got a remnant that you cannot believe that got backbone and will stand. You're starting to see some of them now. But I'm going to tell you what, there is another 1,000 for everyone that's shown that are sitting right there, eyeball to eyeball at you. Knowing where your lair is, knowing what your logistics are, knowing where you are located at, knowing how you travel, you see, you Luciferian scum. And our Lord has given us power over you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what else has Lord Jesus given you? Well, you can go to John, you know, like I've done a lot of times, you go to John 14, right? And I just read it to you one more time because you see, the Lord tells me that you need to hear what he has told you in the red letters. And by golly, a lot of people haven't gotten it yet. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you understand syntax, it may not be exactly what you thought it was at first. But if you do not believe or understand chapter 14 of John, say verse 10 through, through 21, then ask the Lord to reveal it to you. Particularly, the verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The he is different than the Father in this case. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is what Lord Jesus is telling you. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye ask, shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And you want to know how the Lord Jesus will manifest himself to you? You may not know this. What does manifest mean? That means you'll be able to see him. He'll show himself to you. Verse 21, chapter 14 of John. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Strong stuff. The Lord Jesus has given you marvelous gifts. Utilize them. Utilize them. But continue to prepare as in Matthew 25. Oils, lamps, lamp oil, wicks. But that also means food and NBC gear and sell your cloak and buy a sword. If you don't have a sword or you don't have a firearm, then sell one of your cloaks and buy the firearm. These plants are going out of business. A large number of these plants are Smithfield plants or related to Smithfield. Martin City, Missouri, Kootenai, Wisconsion, Sioux Falls, Dakota there, you know. A lot of different places. Then you got Tyson Pork in Iowa and a whole bunch of others around the country. All of them around the country, and they are going out of business because of the COVID. So now, the fact of the matter is, oh, this is interesting. Somebody just told me what Hal Turner had to say. And I'll comment on that in a second. So now the fact of the matter is we've got this thing that is destroying the economy. You got at least 30 million people without a job. You got all kinds of small businesses destroyed and won't come back. I mean, people talk about, well, the restaurants are paying their people to be able. No, they don't have any provision there for them to buy all the food and supplies they need from Sysco and the various meat and produce wholesalers, grocery wholesalers. Many of them in the bigger cities don't have any enough money to pay the rent. And they're in arrears on rent. They can pay their people, but they can't pay the rent on the building. So this stuff's going to go bye-bye. Now, I was going to tell you, you need to start thinking about your lists. And you go down the lists. I told you where you can get some of them. Holly Dale's got some good basic lists. You go to standale.com, look at Holly's section. You'll see what to buy food-wise. You'll see the different types of things and when to buy them. Some of it's information from the Mormon Church, and they're successful supplying themselves over the years and being their own supply of food. You also have general items to stockpile and to keep and to have on hand. You also have medical supplies to keep and on hand. I would also tell you nuclear, biological, chemical gear. Go to approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com. I don't always know what's in stock or whatever there, but they do have quality new items, and they also show you everything that basically is available. All the different type of masks, the different types of high-quality filters, all of the different type of Tyvek suits and Tyvek F suits, and then better quality suits even yet. Military suits, all kind of specialty equipment. They also have, which everybody forgets, babies and small children cannot use a regular gas mask. They need what they call the baby ranger or the youth ranger. You got to have a positive pressure system that has a hooded thing where you insert the baby up in it. They use these back in World War I and World War II. In case of gas, poison gas bombs, threats. So they supply oxygen up into there and then keep it pressurized to keep any of the bad stuff from getting in. So you got baby rangers and youth rangers. Then there are smaller masks for smaller people, too, where you get them up into the next era of young kids, all right? Youth masks. But you also have ones for dogs and cats, your pets. You can do it where you can do an entire room of a house. Go look at it and start to think about this stuff. Pray to the Lord Jesus as to what he feels you need. But if you don't have food, you better get another can of chunky soup. Progresso soup. Get it all ready with the liquid in it, not to where you got to add it. You also need something that will filter out viruses, radiation, bacteria, parasites, the Berkey and chemicals, the Berkey filters with the black Berkey filter creation, the black Berkey filters in the black Berkey systems will do it. There are others that will take out viruses as well, but you got to research them and find them. But that's one of the few things you got to make sure that will remove a virus from the water. You can also boil water, so don't forget about that. Bring it to a hard boil, then store it. Take a cheesecloth or a clean white T-shirt, run it through there a few times, then boil it. Now, this is kind of interesting because COVID-19 was deliberate, and that there a vaccine already exists, apparently being held from public while presidents being led, lied to and denied the info. So that is quite interesting. I heard from the backside, you remember the old backside for people, the deep background, let's call it, because all the people, when I used to say the backside, they said, well, Hawk, you know, see what he's into. But all I'm trying to say is this. I did hear from deep background that there are many people in the Briar Patch, you know, in these Briar Patches, the special ops, and that was Brother Greg Evenson's word for it, and he would know because Greg was a special operations type of a soldier. He also had some of the super soldier training and that kind of stuff. Not as an evil one, but he was trained and do different things. He also most likely had been in space, not as an astronaut, but really in space. I've known other people have been in space. I know of the people that are the MMV that fly our spacecraft and provided some protection for Brother Quayle and myself over the years. God bless them all. The MMV, Mighty Men and Women of Valor. Now, this is what apparently Hal is saying. The outbreak of coronavirus, which caused the deadly disease known as COVID-19, was no accident. Release was a long-planned, deliberate elements inside the United States federal government, specifically Centers for Disease Control, knew this outbreak was coming. They began hiring quarantine officers over a month before the outbreak even began in China. What did old Hawk tell you back in January? Whereas the vaccine already exists, but is being withheld so as to increase suffering and death to achieve socialist, communist, New World Order political goals, and the President of the United States being kept in the dark about these facts as being actively lied to and handled by persons perpetrating this act to further their agendas. We and all people all over the world are being deliberately killed by rogue elements in our own governments who are committing mass murder and biological warfare against us. Let's begin with some basic irrefutable timeline facts. The left-wing liberal news outlet Axios, and incidentally, I have gone on record in my opinion, which I have a right to, or allegedly, American Experimental Intelligence Operation Special. Axios is a British kind of a creation, allegedly. American Experimental Intelligence Operations Special, okay? Filed a time loan of the crew owner's outbreak inside China, which shows the following. All right. December 10th, Wei Jian, one of the earliest known coronavirus patients, starts feeling ill. December 16th, patient admitted to Wuhan Central Hospital with an infection in both lungs but resistant to anti-flu drugs. Staff later learned he worked at a wildlife market connected to the outbreak. December 27th, Wuhan official told the new coronavirus is causing the illness. So they talk about all of this stuff, but really that's not what we're talking about. I will tell you that what he's saying here is 11/15/2019 Public Health Advisor Quarantine Program. So in November the 15th of 2019, job ID number HHS CDC D3-20 1064-0010, date posted 11/15/2019. Location, Dallas, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Houston, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Anchorage, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Honolulu, Chicago, Boston, Detroit, Minneapolis, Newark, New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Department of Health and Human Services, agency of that, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Job announcement number I just gave to you early. Salary range, $51,440 to $93,000 per year. Open period, 2019, 11/15 to 2020, 5/15. That's a GS series and grade, GS 9 through 11. Why did, Hal says, did the Centers for Disease Control place a job posting for quarantine officers more than a month before the coronavirus even began? Now, go up to Hal Turner's radio show, and I would tell you, go ahead, and if you can, you can, subscribe to his service and all that. I'm just telling you this because somebody sent me this particular article about it. But let me tell you what I heard on the backside. Somebody said on the backside. And here's the way it was told. And I didn't get it firsthand, but I got it, well, let's say, secondhand. But that's all right. The sources are good. Coronavirus? Shit, that's just a cough, son. I get vaccinated with something and get an inoculation multiple times a year for all the latest stuff that comes out, and some of that stuff would make this corona COVID stuff look like a piker. So just like in the movie Outbreak, they had vaccines that, remember the Motaba virus in the movie Outbreak. They already had the vaccine for that, for the initial one, but not the mutation. So there are some people that operate on behalf of the United States government that already get the experimental vaccines and all of the stuff right up front to take a look at it to see if it works. And if they don't get it or if it minimizes any symptoms, then they're inoculating them with it because they're having to operate in all these different venues at O Dark 30 in the ultra black world, all right, where they have to accomplish the task or the mission regardless of whether they're sick, ill, they got this, the this or that or the other, or the Wuhan flu or what have you. So consequently, they considered this to be a cough, a bad cough, which would not deter them from achieving their objectives or completing their mission. Now, that's just what I heard. That's allegedly, allegedly what I heard, and allegedly the truth. Don't be saying Hawk guarantees this or that or the other. I've tried to tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air striking blows against the Luciferians, hitting them up the side of the head and in the shins with the ball bat, standing in the gap. Secondarily, then, to warn you about what is to come and how to prepare and how to listen to what the Lord Jesus has to tell you in the red letters, and you can read that, and for you to go to him and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he doesn't always look for the milquetoast or the little tiny, you know, nice little people that are never did anything but run a red light maybe once. Lord Jesus has the power, and he was sent by our Father in heaven, his Father, to go onto this planet to wash your sins clean, provided you believeth on him. And if you do that, then by his grace you have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal in town. If you don't take it, you better. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed in this times and most wanted. The easiest is Federal Reserve notes, piece of metals, silver, gold, check, money order, fine, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And all, ladies and gentlemen, don't hope for the vaccine to be given to you. If they give you one, it'll be the one that might just kill you. And where they say, as Brother Quayle told us years ago, oh, the first vaccine will be the first part of the binary, you know. They'll say, oh, well, that some people didn't die from it. Well, then, oh, man, well, a whole lot of people died from it. Well, we were made a mistake. This was the wrong one. We've got the second one for you here. This one we know will work just fine. That's the kill shot, Brother Quayle used to say. That's the second part of the binary where they wipe out and they've done the blood sacrifice for Lucifer. And I've read to you many times about how they want to reduce the population to 80-90% in the world. And then Lucifer will sit here with 500 million or whatever people on the planet, and having most of them being peasants who worship him as the counterfeit Messiah, that he's going to present all the signs and wonders. And then a few of them will be his minions, his top demons and his top minion types, and a few managerial and professional class people. I'm going to tell you what, you can also go to Brother Steve Quayle's website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, stevequayle.com. And if you have not seen the Cascadia video, or if you have not pre-signed up for the cataclysms and the upcoming live streaming event, then you should do so. Also, avail yourself of silver or gold, if you need gold or silver. Brother Quayle can provide it to you quickly. He has a lot of it on stock. And go up to his site and also pick up some of his books so that you understand the giants and what may be coming on here. So you understand where we've been and the empire beneath the ice and how the Nazis may have really won World War II and their extreme science and Luciferian orientation, or his book Terminated, The End of Man is Near, or if you really, you know, the premise of the promise, what Lord Jesus had to say and all of the wonderful things that you have out here. But go to stevequayle.com. You can also call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you get Steve, or if you get his son Tyler, if you get his capable manager, Daryl, my old buddy, Daryl, then you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you need to get a gold or silver, you tell him to hurry it up and get you the good deal and send it to you. But stevequayle.com, or call him at 406-586-4840. And I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle has done a tremendous job over the years, and he is the one that was responsible for me to make it okay for me to come back to Lord Jesus. And then after that, and the changes that started in my life, and then for him to then get a message from the Lord to try me out and have me on as a guest, and then for me to then be put on the radio to take, back in those days, one night a week of Steve's show, and then for him to turn the show over to me as he went on to do the Branson things and do the videotapes and all the big, wonderful things that Steve has done on behalf of Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven on this planet, to warn the remnant, to warn people, to expose them to what the history of this world was and what's getting ready to happen. And I've been here 16 years. Isn't that imagine? In June, it'll be 16 years. By your grace, as well as the Lord's grace. I know all my friends out there. I see you all out there. I can hear you. Thank you very much for keeping me on the air, let me tell you. And I pray for you all, and may the Lord Jesus protect all of you listening tonight. May he protect you from all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles. May he hide you and find you true sanctuary in the time of need, okay? And for those who are tough and rough and what have you, then the Lord Jesus will say, I need you on the line over here. You stand there against evil for me. You over here, you're going to be involved with logistics and supply. Lady J, you organize the people up in the hills. The old people on the old stagecoach stop, you're going to organize up there. The people in the Upper, the people in Ohio, the people in southern Missouri, the people in Texas, the good people all out in California, different places, the people in the Carolinas, the people in Michigan, all them old Maine maniacs, and the upstate New Yorkers, and even the people on Long Island, okay, and all of the different places in the South, and in the old Tejas, in the old areas down there where I have a lot of friends. And for all of those people who got hit by the tornadoes in Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, all throughout the South, I'm telling you that if you look at MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, MIMIC, and if you look at the North American domain, you will see, and I watched in the last few days, you will see on the West Coast, they created these storms, and I watched them the other night. They were driving Canadian air with powerful scalar weapons, weather weapons, down into the center where it met up with a jet stream or a tunnel, a tunneling laser projection of wind from the West Coast straight across on the lower tier of the United States, and then that met with the heavy overlay of the Canadian cold air, and then that spawned all these tornadoes. 26 tornadoes in one day there, I believe, in Texas, Oklahoma, yesterday. Those have been created, and the destruction that they're causing and all of that is to add to our misery. This is being done by the Luciferians, whether they be Russian, Chinese, or British, or Dutch, or German, or American, okay? The Luciferian crowd is who you got to watch, because they are the ones that are instituting all of this. And this thing about the testing, they're going to try to isolate the people who are 60, 65 or older. Because a lot of us, and I'm in that category, let me just not give any exact time frame, but I'm in that category. We're some of the people who got one of the last best educations this country had to offer. Not that there are people are dumb who came after us, it's just that the educational system changed greatly. And things were done to you. And things were not taught. And methods of teaching changed. We got the new math and all of that bit, right? Yeah, I just saw something pop on my screen. It said live CID. I saw you. Well, that's some kind of... some kind of a thing, you know, there. That's Army, I guess, huh? Well, be that as it may, my old man was in that years ago in World War II. He went unattached to Europe. So heck with you. You guys need to understand what the heck it is that you don't even know about. And what you don't know is you got Luciferians in your own ranks. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Liberate your states. Open your states back up. But keep the distancing and protect yourself against the virus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blow against the Luciferians with your particle beam, your laser weapon from space. Bending orange, I know you're ready. An old Mickey LaPua, Mickey. Keep your eye on the optics and squeeze that trigger when the time comes. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May it provide you with superabundance so you can prepare and go out and buy something extra to eat tonight. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.